Well, while findings from the ongoing Royal Commission into the aged care sector in Australia reveal disturbing accounts of $7 pureed meals handed to residents in some facilities, one non-for-profit group has made it their mission to prepare only quality meals for those unable to leave their home due to age or disability. Well, since 1957, Meals on Wheels provides meals to over 100,000 older Australians annually. Joining us on the line now to discuss is CEO of Meals on Wheels New South Wales, Les McDonald. Les, thanks for your time.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. So firstly, can you tell me about how the meals are made for Meals on Wheels and how they are then distributed to the community?
Yep. Look, you need to understand that around Australia, Meals on Wheels has been around Australia, as you say, for about 60-odd years. And in the different states, it's always been an organisation that operates locally. And so therefore, the organisation structure of each state varies because of the particular circumstances in that state. But if I confine myself to New South Wales, we have about 155 independent services that operate in local areas all over New South Wales. Most of those are separately incorporated as charitable organisations. Some belong to councils, are auspiced by councils, and a small number are auspiced by much larger groups, charitable groups. And in the past, when Meals on Wheels first started, of course, it was started in people's family kitchens. It was women getting together in local areas and recognising that there was a real need in that area, that there were people who were not getting adequate nutrition, particularly older people and younger people with disabilities. And so they got together to fix that problem. So it was the community getting together to do that. Over the years, as we started to get a limited level of government funding, we started to get all sorts of government regulations and requirements, bureaucratic requirements, if you like. Mm. And that meant that, for instance, most of that local cooking can't occur anymore because of food safety legislation. Now, I'm not complaining about that. Food safety is really important. But what it has meant is that most of the services now buy their food in from other organisations. It might be other not-for-profit organisations or from for-profit corporations. Mm. Now, the way we've attempted to get control of both the quality of those meals and the presentation and the look and, you know, just how enjoyable they are, we've been setting up distribution centres around New South Wales, where instead of one small local service dealing with a large supplier and therefore not really having much power in that relationship, we've got these large distribution centres where they buy in volume and can dictate to the suppliers the quality and the range of meals that are provided, and they can get them at quite a good price. Now, in addition to that, what we did about 18 months ago was we developed with the University of Wollongong national nutritional guidelines. Now, they've been spread around Australia within the Meals on Wheels network, and we're now in the process of promoting those more widely as well, because the reality is much of the food that comes, say, for instance, from the supermarkets where people can go and buy, you know, $5 meals or whatever, the vast majority of those simply do not have the nutritional content that's necessary. People make the wrong assumption about older people that they need less nutrition than younger people. It's not true. In some instances, they need more. And so those national nutritional guidelines are what guide what all of us do in Meals on Wheels to ensure that the meals that we provide meet the nutritional requirements of those people. But the second thing that's just as important is about presentation of the meal, because I don't know about you, but certainly for me, presentation of the meal, and I do a lot of cooking myself at home, a presentation of the meal can be just as important as the nutritional content of the meal in getting you to eat. And that's another issue that we often have with frail older people in their own homes, that they get to a point where they don't want to bother. And that's a real problem because it can cause malnutrition and it can cause admissions of those people to hospital, which is a very expensive process and very unnecessary because often once they go into hospital, they never go back home.
Yeah, well, of course. And if you're talking about the elderly who are already vulnerable and frail often. So, of course, you know, these nutritional guidelines should be upheld. And they're not being upheld by some facilities in the aged care sector, as has been reported by the recent commission. Celebrity chef Maggie Beer has come out and spoken about the commission, about the necessity of having nutritional requirements for these meals.
Yep.
So how are those being upheld by Meals and Wheels? What do you think of the situation in these facilities as they currently stand?
Well, we've worked closely with Maggie for years, particularly our South Australian division of Meals on Wheels has worked with Maggie, and we have her regularly at conferences that we organise for our services. Because all of our services, in New South Wales, say, all of our services are independent of us, we can't direct them as to what to do. But we know that all of those services are desperately keen to provide, because think about it, the only reason those people are in existence is to provide. They're not there to make money.
Mm.
We have 35,000 volunteers around New South Wales alone who run all those services, and their only reason for being in that is to provide proper nutrition for the people that they're looking after in their community. And so it's been relatively easy for us to get those nutritional guidelines into practice and to make sure that all of the meals that we provide around New South Wales meet those nutritional guidelines.
Mm.
But it's also important for us to spread that message more widely, particularly for older people who are living at home but who still have the capacity to make their own meals. So these nutritional guidelines also have lots of examples of meals, menus and that sort of thing that they can prepare at home by themselves, which have all those nutritional requirements in them.
Mm, fantastic. And it's not only the meals that are important for these elderly Australians, but also human interaction, which means a lot and which you offer. Can you talk about how you spend a lot of time with the recipients of Meals and Wheels?
Well, it's interesting because we did some research about 3 or 4 years ago about what were the things that were most important to our clients, particularly the aged clients. We have a different demographic and also the younger disabled people. And we
sure
did some research about them as well. But particularly around the older people, we identified three things that are key to the Meals on Wheels service, if you like.
Mm.
One is the meal, right? And that's key because that's about keeping their nutrition up and preventing them from being malnourished. But there are two others. One is the social contact that we provide because that volunteer doesn't just drop the meal at the front door and leave and not have contact with that person. They spend some time with that person. They might go in, they say, you know, they get to know them. They might make a cup of tea with them or something like that so that there's a real sense of human interaction. And for many of those older people, it may be the only contact that they have with another person that day or sometimes that week.
Mm.
So that is absolutely crucial. The third thing that we provide is monitoring of that person's health and well-being. And what the volunteers are trained to do is to identify if there is an emerging problem in another area and to report that back to the coordinator of the service, who then makes sure that they contact whatever other services necessary to get them in to look after that person as well. So it's those three things. Now, when you look at the research that we did, the fascinating thing about it was, for our older clients, the most important thing, the meal was important, but the most important thing to them was that social contact.
Completely. It is a fantastic service. And Les, I want to thank you for your time today on the show. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Not at all.
Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.